Welcome back to the show. Our thanks to Thurman Thomas for joining us in studio as we continue on. The Bills getting set to play the Miami Dolphins. And the announcement came earlier this afternoon while the Bills were out on the practice field. The Buffalo Bills 2017 Ed Block Courage Award, the nominee from the Bills, safety Jordan Poyer. And he joins us in studio right now, selected by his teammates to be the Bills nominee for the Ed Block Courage Award, which goes to a player who demonstrates a commitment to the principles of sportsmanship and courage. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty good honor.
I definitely feel honored. I feel very honored to be recognized by my peers and my teammates, man. It was a crazy season last year with the way everything happened, but I definitely feel very blessed to be in the position that I'm in, to be here and play for this football team.
You suffered a pretty serious injury last year in Cleveland when you were playing there, a lacerated spleen.
Mm-hmm. And it's kidney.
Kidney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is not just a football injury. That's got to be like a life-threatening type of injury, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty scary. The plays right here, oh my goodness. I got reverse field and I just got blindsided pretty bad. And doctor said maybe an inch higher, inch lower. It definitely could have been life threatening. But I was able to get up and walk away from it, even the injury and all. But it was a hard way to end the season. The blessing about it, I was able to be there with my fiance with the birth of my child. So it's almost a silver lining, but like I said, definitely feel very honored to be selected by my teammates for this award.
When you stepped on the field with the Bills this year, training camp, even before that in the spring, and then when you started playing games in September, was there any thought at all to the injury you suffered and maybe, recovering from that? Did you feel anything back there?
I didn't feel anything, no. I definitely kind of was in the back of my head, kind of the first time I'm stepping on the field, since the injury. So it was in the back of my head, but once the flow of the game started moving, I totally forgot about it. And then, moving the second game, third game, haven't even thought about it. Really haven't thought about it until they had me up for this award and said that I won. So, it's a huge, huge honor, man. I feel very honored. I feel, just very blessed to be able to be in this position.
You had some long seasons in Cleveland, mm-hmm. Obviously with the injuries and mm-hmm. the big one that we're talking about, but also just – lack of wins.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like for you individually to be on a team that's at least right now in the hunt, mm-hmm. to get into the playoffs?
Yeah, man. I mean, we always talk about playing meaningful football in December. And, that's what you want. That's what you play the game for, to play meaningful football games during this time of year. I'm excited about the opportunity. I know our team's very excited about the opportunity. We're just gonna continue to work. Continue to keep our foot on the pedal and take advantage of the opportunity that we have this weekend.
We're in studio with Jordan Poyer, Bills safety, the Bills nominee for the Ed Block Courage Award winner this year. One winner selected over the entire league. That comes up, I believe, next March or something, next spring, I think, Jordan. Mm. That's when they typically do it. We mentioned, you had those years in Cleveland. Obviously, Cleveland's not, Miami of the North. You get some weather there, but there's nothing remotely resembling the kind of weather you played in last Sunday.
Nothing, right? Nothing at all. Nothing that I've ever played in or ever even lived in. So it's definitely one of those, getting used to. But, I'm used to it now. Man, we played in, 18 inches of snow this last weekend and had an absolute blast. And so, I hope it keeps snowing, and I hope we use that to our advantage.
What was it like when you came out of the tunnel? And
it was surreal, man. It was surreal. That whole moment, as soon as, because we came in the tunnel, there was no snow on the ground. We came back out right before the game, and just to see the field, just to see the snow going crazy. I mean, it was almost surreal. Like, dang, this is what we're doing right now. So, obviously it worked out. It's always better when you win, but it was a fun atmosphere. Our fans were in it, and it was a fun game to play in, and one that I'll definitely remember for a very long time.
We've all been talking all week about how much fun it was, but it was an overtime game.
Yeah.
If it didn't go your way,
do you think
we'd be thinking about it the same
no,
way?
I don't. Probably not at all, but we got the W, so yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. What was the most fun, trying to find your footing out there or trying to keep up with receivers from the Colts, or what was
the most fun?
Well, what was the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge really was definitely the footing. Taking on blocks and having to, try to get your pad level low, but at the same time not slide. Coming out of the post, it was just hard to keep, really hard to keep your foot in. But at the same time, we were able, I think we only ran three or four defensive calls the entire game. And but at the same time, the offenses were limited, and so really it was just it came down to technique, doing your job, staying in your gap, and you know, we were able to find a way at the end. The most fun part was seeing Shady hit that hole and going to celebrate with everybody in the end zone. I mean, that right there was, you know.
Was there a point in the game where you said to yourself, these fans are crazy?
Oh, as soon as I was out there for warm-ups and I see all those fans out there in the cold, man, I'm like, dang, these people are real out here. And then once the kickoff started and I saw everybody, you know, piling in there, throwing snow, you know, getting loud. You know, these fans are real out here, man. It's a blessing to, you know, be able to play out here and step foot on the field in front of these fans.
I thought going in with the weather, with, quite frankly, the opponent, the Colts, I thought maybe there'd be 40,000 people there, but there were a lot of people there for as bad as the weather
people,
was.
Yes,
you know?
There was a lot of people, and, you know, they stayed the whole game, and were able to celebrate a victory with us at the end of it.
Pretty fun day, but now you've got more days to come. I mean, you know, that wasn't the end of it.
Yes,
tell me about the prep getting ready for the Dolphins this week, and what are you looking at? What are you seeing when you look at the Dolphins' offense?
A good team, man. They're starting to feel you get hot a little bit. You know, they got strong running back in Drake, who's running hard. He's very good out of the backfield, and obviously you got 14 Landry, and then a savvy veteran in Cutler, and then you got Steels on the outside, you know, taking the top off, and so. You look at the offense and offensive side of the ball, they got some weapons on that side. And so, you know, we're still preparing. We had a really good day of practice today. So continue to prepare. There's a lot more film to be watched. And, you know, obviously they had a huge win against New England last weekend. And so, you know, they're feeling pretty good about themselves. And so we're going to know we're going to get their best. And we're excited about the opportunity.
You know, a lot of people talk about and especially here in Buffalo with the big hit to Aaron Williams last year. But a lot of people talk about Jarvis Landry and think that he's really, you know, their best receiver. And he's good, you know. But I personally feel like Kenny Stills is their guy, you know. And then Devontae Parker, people sleep on him as well.
Yeah, he Stills, man, he ran a route against Denver. He was a double move. And I had never seen, you know, a wideout run the type of double move. I mean, it was just a stutter go. But, you know, just, you know, his technique and, it, you know, he's a solid receiver. And, you know, he's fast. He can take the top off. And, it's like I said, it's going to be a challenge for us. We're going to have, you know, be on our A game. And it's a playoff game. That's how we got to take it. You know, playoff mentality, meaningful football in December where they're going to get their A. We're going to get their A game and we got to be on ours.
Landry has 88 catches. And but the stat that jumps out, I think his average is 8.5 yards per catch. Mm-hmm. So what kind of routes is he running? Where does he usually wind up?
You know, he's not taking the top off. After catch is when he does his thing. He's like a running back after he catches the ball, and he runs hard. He runs hard. I remember playing him last year. I think it was our third game of the season. Dude runs hard, and a lot of respect for that guy. And he's a competitor. You know, I think all those wideouts over there are pretty good competitors, and so they're gonna get in your face, talk crap. You know, it is what it is. You know, we're gonna have to get out there and hit him early, and you know, take him out of his game.
What about Jay Cutler? What do you see in Jay Cutler? Everybody has their perception of Jay Cutler over the years. But what have you seen out of different games this year from Jay Cutler?
He's a savvy quarterback, man, and he's a veteran guy who understands concept, understands looks. You know, he tries to get his offense in the best play. You know, he'll take risks sometimes. I mean, you know, sometimes he might throw the ball up in double covers. He might throw the ball across his body, but you know, he's got a strong arm, and you know, he knows where he wants to go with the football, and he's got some weapons on that side of the ball to do that with.
A couple of minutes left here with Jordan Poyer, Bills safety, as he comes off the practice field today. Every time I ask Sean McDermott about pass rush, he winds up crediting the back end of the defense. And every time you ask him about coverage on the back end, he winds up crediting the pass rush. It seems like he goes overboard trying to let everybody know that any sack, any pressure that leads to an interception is a team thing. It's not just one unit.
Rush plus coverage, man. It equals good things. And so anytime in the back end we're able to, you know, get the quarterback to hold the ball just for another second, and you're able to get the, you know, D-line up there and getting sacks, you know, it's huge. And anytime, you know, they're able to be up there in seven-man fronts and stop the run and make the quarterback throw the ball, you know, it's huge on the back end. So it goes all 11 guys on the field doing their job. And I know that sounds cliche, but that's, you know, what this defense is. And so, you know, we understand – you know, what we have ahead of us and what we have to do. But like I said, you know, when you get all 11 guys, you know, doing their job, you know, that's any game. That's the game of football. But it just makes things easier in the back end. And then up front, you know, I can only imagine, you know, we're holding our own in the back end, and they're able to, you know, the quarterback holds the ball another second, they're able to get to the quarterback, you know, they get the sack, you know. It's a team game. So we're excited about the opportunity this weekend.
Yeah, Jordan, this season has been long and a lot of ups and downs, a lot of twists and turns, mm-hmm. and trades and stuff that nobody envisioned when the season began. Mm-hmm. And yet here you are with everything that you kind of set out to do right in front of you with only 3 weeks left. Just give me your mindset, maybe this team's mindset going into the stretch here.
You know, like you said it, you know, everything is right there in front of us, man. Three games left, you know, in the hunt in December, meaningful football in December. You know, it's right there with everything that's happened this offseason or the early in the regular season. You know, that's done now. You know, three games left, we're in the hunt. You know, a lot of things could happen.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things could happen. And so, you know, just take one game at a time and every day, you know, just focus on, you know, being detailed in your work, coming out of the practice and just being detailed, man, and understanding what it's going to take to win this football game.
You know, we were talking about the schedule and the way it's set up, mm-hmm. you know, with these last three games being all divisional games, mm-hmm. Dolphins twice, the Patriots right in the middle of the Dolphins two games. Do you guys think about that stuff, having these last three games? Yeah, it's meaningful, but they're divisional opponents.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they are divisional games, so obviously, you know, they're even that much more important, but, you know, it is kind of different how they did the schedule. You know, I had never seen it like that, but, you know, to be able to play three division, you know, back-to-back-to-back games, and, you know, Miami 2 weeks in a row, or not 2 weeks in a row, but Miami, New England, Miami, you know, a lot's going to happen these next 3 weeks. And so, like I said, just be detailed on our work, man, and, you know, take one game at a time, and I think we'll be successful.
Thanks very much for coming in here. And, again, congratulations. The
Thank
nominee
you
for the
much.
Ed Block Courage Award for the Buffalo Bills. Jordan Poyer.
Much.